Hi.
Hi, Shay.
What's going on?
You're glowing. You look fabulous.
Thank you. I just did a reel.
I don't ever, obviously, you know, I'm going to be myself no matter what, but for example, let me see here. For example, I told him, like, you know, I had to bring up that I need to FaceTime with him twice a week.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think that's, I don't know, that felt weird.
I mean, you said that like you're about to give me a revelation.
No,
like,
that was it.
Twice a week. So you brought it up to him. Was he like, hell no, that ain't something I'm going to do with you?
No, he was like, okay.
So what is the problem, Shayna?
Okay, here's another example that's better than that.
Because that was shit.
Okay. Okay, what I meant by, like, I don't know his communication style is, like, not that I guess I'll just say, like, I think I'm a little bit more needy than what he's used to, like, than what he's used to.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's fair. But you needy know. Girls need love, too.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you.
But I'm not, like, needy, like, if he was around me 24/7 all the time, like, I would be so annoyed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like that. I'm just saying, like,
I am needy. Come here and hold my hand all the time right now before I cry.
No, that's not me.
I am needy, okay? So, if you're not that, then you still haven't given a good reason as to why you are doubting this before anything could even spark up. I just want to make it clear, I am not Team Shayna right now, if you could not tell, because you don't even have a reason. You do not have a reason why you're trying to blow this man off right now.
Well, I also have never seen him eat food.
I'm about to hang up on you.
No, I have never seen him eat food.
You think he gonna look like the beast on Beauty, like just shoving food in his mouth?
Who knows? And if he does, I will be so mad. Cause that is my number one. I do not like to hear people smack.
Girl, talk about it, okay? Them ASMR videos be
yeah,
killing.
It's disgusting.
I'm like, how do y'all sit here and watch this? Like, right. It makes me mad.
I would rather watch paint dry.
Hello.
So, like, I brought that up to him. I was like, you know, I've never seen you eat.
Out to eat right now.
Well, he brought up, he was like, well, I did want to take, he was like, you remember I wanted to take you on a date, but then that's when you got sick, like right before he went to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh yeah, he did say, like,
mm-hmm.
to my face that he wanted to take me on a date. I was like, oh, that's right, that did happen.
I'm still not seeing no Team Shayna coming through. None is hitting me. Like, I'm trying, I really am. You're giving me nothing. All of this is, it's not even minor. What's under minor? It's minuscule. You haven't seen the man eat, Shayna?
Uh-uh.
Shayna. Of all the things I have heard in my time, you have not heard, seen him eat.
And, like, what about those things about me that, like, it's just, like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so damn nervous.
Yeah. Jeez. No, she's not clean yet. We don't have to. Mm-mm. No. She didn't have any product in her until last night. And I put, like, this heat protectant because it smelled good.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with me. I need somebody to just send help.
Yeah, I mean, it looks stiff. It just looks like it needs a good wash.
She is stiff.
Yeah.
Her hair, it don't move.
The bob is not bobbing.
It's not bobbing. And, like, it's getting shorter, but I don't know if it's getting thinner.
And so, sorry, I always maybe get back to this. Why are we covering our hair?
Because right now, like, I just need a change. I need something more. Also, did I tell you that I have, like, a little baby bald spot in the back?
Girl, I ain't got no edges.
I'm convinced that my hair... Dana, please.
I don't. The Africans tore my edges out, and I mean, there's nothing I can do, so I'm just trying to, like, you know.
Is this, like, the braiding too tight?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I was looking at a braider today, and, like, I can't afford to lose my edges.
Yeah, I mean.
And not have no hair.
At this point, are they going to come back? Like, I honestly don't know. I need to go get some of that hair growth oil stuff that people rant and rave about.
They be having those miracle drops. I forgot who makes them, but they call it miracle drops.
The wild growth.
Is that what it is?
Oh, no, but I don't trust it. Because I know one time I did, and when I had braids in, I was like, I'm going to, you know, grow my hair out while I have braids in. And my hair was so nappy when I took those braids out. It's like the oil just, like,
napped it up.
It was doing the most. Yeah, but.
Listen, I can deal with nappy. But my hair just, it don't be growing. So, like, if it leaves, it's a big chance it ain't coming back no more.
Right. Yeah. I know. I really hope my edges come back.
I want that for you, too. I really do.
Because, yeah, I mean, I already got my daddy hairline. So I'm already, you know, fucked up by the forehead. I'm like, well, I couldn't give a mom a hairline.
Please don't
pass
my cousin this hairline no more.
I already got it. So now I've got his hairline and my edges is gone.
Jesus.
All right.
It's just a lot.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna, and of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, you guys, so I tried to let a few of those clips play. If you have not gathered by now, we are just doing clips today. We are wrapping up season 2. This is episode 20, and I actually went through, like, the archives of everything that I had in my Anchor files, and I said, you know what? Some of these combos that I was having, I thought that I would never, ever release. I thought that they were as good as gone, but my little gift to you while I'm on break are these clips, so please enjoy. I'm going to go ahead and take about a 5 or 6 week break, but I will be back for season 3 with huge, huge news. I'm gonna be working, you guys, over this break. But I'll be back with exciting information, brand new shows. In the meantime, visit our website, shop and blog, www.singledogmom.com. We have new merch, we have new blogs, all kinds of new stuff. And if you want to keep up with us on the daily, don't forget to follow me and Luke on the Instagram page at The Single Dog Mom. You can catch us there almost daily. So anyway, it has been real. I'll see you in season 3. Bye.
Oh my god, I love it. If you haven't, just continue to tag me and send it to me, because it is so funny.
I was like, he is so ugly for this.
And didn't he have, like, the he had it set up to where he was, like, she was on his face, right? Like, it was like he was singing from her lips.
Yes. Oh my god, I don't think I've seen that one. If he has a version where it's like her face, I'm going to
Yeah, there is one.
I'm not going to make it.
It's so funny. Hold on, I'm going to stop recording really quick. Just been, like, hitting me up lately, and I'm just like, damn, I feel, like, kind of stuck. It's like, why the hell am I not hanging out with him? Like, all he was like, let's go for drinks. Cause I was like, I'm not, this is all the way from, like, last summer. I was like, I'm not coming over your house because And so he was like, no, that's fine. He was like, we can go for drinks. And it was just like, oh, okay. Like, I thought that he was going to be like, all right, never mind. Like, you know, it's like the meaner I am to him,
yeah,
the more he comes around. Right. So I'm like, damn. Oh, and another thing. When I got kicked out of my apartment, I told you, I'm sorry. I told you I got kicked out of my apartment, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Say it like that.
I did get kicked out of my apartment.
Well, I got kicked out of my apartment.
Yeah. When I got kicked out of my apartment, I went to go tour another apartment in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And it was super sketchy. It was super sketchy. And like,
Didn't you say with you?
Huh?
Didn't you say he went with
you? Oh, I told you this. No, he didn't go with me, but I knew I was like two blocks away from his apartment. And I was like, damn, I wonder if I should just call him to see if he can come, like, you know, here with me. He didn't answer the phone. And I was like, whatever. I was like, I probably, you know, didn't need to even call him. And now he's like, you know, I explained to him what's going on. I was like, I got kicked out of my apartment. I have to leave, you know. And then he calls me like 2 days later and he was like really concerned.
So I know that you're like, you know, about him, but you don't want him like as a friend in the roster?
He like, is not trying to be my friend. He is not trying to be my friend.
Okay. All right.
I also think that he's trying to take me for drinks so I can get drunk. He's like, all right, I won't invite you over my house. Week, right. Week.
Over here plotting and planning. Don't right. do that, sir. Okay, you know I'm a lightweight.
So, yeah, no, I mean, no. Okay, my thing is like, no, I think in my heart of hearts, I know that I would never want to be with him. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't want to limit myself to like possibilities.
That's just fair.
Either.
I think that's so fair and honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fair and honest. Like, I know that I don't want to be with you.
Right.
We have it.
So, let me see. So that's what happened. And then, so yeah, so he was like really concerned. He was like, no, you called me the other day saying that, you know, you had to move out of your apartment and then I haven't heard from you in 2 days. So I was like, you know, I was like just hoping that you were okay. And he was like, I've really been thinking about you for the past 2 days, but I didn't want to, like, you to think that I was like, you know, really yeah. like
yeah, being a weirdo.
Yeah, he was like, so I was just trying to like give you your space and wait till I heard from you, but then I didn't hear from you. And he FaceTimed me. Like, he was like, I just got to see how you, like, where you at? He's all, like, looking around. I'm all at home.
Hey, that's so nice.
It was so nice. And that's why I said, like, something kind of was, like, different about him. I was like, oh, okay. But whatever. And so it's, like, kind of just been that. Like, I'm just...
Basically, you are vegan.
Mm-hmm. Sounds terrible.
So like the high, yeah, so like the highest extent, you know, with no processed anything. So that's usually what I do, but I think this time I'm just going to fast meat and sugars and fast food and let that be my
not liquor because you want to drink on your birthday
and liquor.
Oh,
and yeah. I always like, I feel like that's just given, you know.
Nah, girl.
So yeah, I'm going to fast that too. This is my time to just get my head right, you know?
I hear you, but no, no, I don't know.
I have to. Like, I feel like if I don't start my year off with, like, a clear head and on the right track, mm-hmm. it's hard for me to get back to that place. Sure. And last year, I was so far away from God, like, I don't ever want to be that far away again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was to the point where I did not pray. You know, I go to read my Bible and be like, ah,
yeah,
you know, my, you know, YouVersion will open up on my phone. I'm like, ah, I'm looking at Instagram, and I don't want to be that person. That's not who I am.
Yeah,
you know, and so I want to make sure that I'm getting myself right and in alignment so that I can follow God the way that I know I need to and want to.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I think then you would be fasting for the right reasons.
Next month.
Speaking of, damn door again. Don't forget that you were supposed to be going to get your AirPod.
Did you see me go in my room and come back?
Yeah, you started walking, and I was like, and then you walked back to the kitchen.
I forgot. I forgot who I was going to be.
You were going to get your AirPod. Oh, that's right. You got distracted. Oh, yeah, but I was going to say, speaking of drunk brunches, I was listening to one of my favorite YouTubers, and she was saying how, have you ever seen that video, Pretty Privilege? I don't have pretty privilege. Oh, wow. It was very popular. Like, so this girl named Stephanie. Huh?
I bet it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You should listen to it, just because her perspective is very, like, she just thinks that she's not a pretty black girl. She doesn't get, like, you know how, like, super beautiful, like, girls, like, sometimes they just get, like, treated a little bit, like, better sometimes. And she's like, yeah, that's, like, never happened to me, not even once. Like, she was like, I'm not pretty. But she's not ugly. Yeah, she, her video is called I Don't Have Pretty Privilege and That's Okay. That's what it's called. And it's okay. Got so many views, and people were making like reaction videos of it. She's now actually like, you know, she just does YouTube now because like that put her on. So anyway, she's actually like, she's very educated. Oh, and she's like 38. She doesn't have kids. She's never even been in a relationship. Like, she's just like, I'm not anybody's type, you know? And so I know it's very interesting. You have to watch that initial video, because she did it. And then other people, like, you had one set of girls who were like, oh yeah, like, I completely agree. Like, I don't have pretty privilege either. Like, I'm not saying that I'm ugly. I'm just saying that I'm not like traditionally, or like, you know, what's typically expected of like, you know, women. Like, I'm not pretty in that sense. And that she, like, you know, they were saying like, you know, when I'm out at brunch with my friends, men buy them drinks all the time. Nobody's ever bought me a drink. I've never had a boyfriend. Like, I just like, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, it's interesting. And then you have another set of people who are just like, bitch, you ain't got no self-esteem. That's what's going on. So
that's what's going on.
Yeah. You don't think you're pretty, and that's the problem. So, but she had
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? No, let's talk about that. What?
I said, so how do you feel about it?
I understand what she's saying. I understand that, you know, I have been around friends who, like, I wouldn't say that, you know, anybody's prettier than me. Like, I'm not saying that I subscribe to that, but I do know that men like thick women. And like, because I am tall, I'm not necessarily considered like thick, because it, like, I'm just so damn tall. But like, if I'm with like a friend of mine that's shorter, and she's like, you know, got like, she's thick, she will, like, I would notice that, like, you know, she gets a little bit more attention than me, because, you know, she has, like, she just a really nice body. Also, I think because I was married for, like, most of my 20s, like, you know, men see, and that's actually a really good thing, like, men see the wedding ring, and they're just like, oh, shit, like, you're married, so they don't even, like, come up to, so I would, like, you remember when, who's that, Aisha Curry said, like, I know that I'm married, but I still like to get attention.
The way they grabbed her by her hair, follicles, and dragged her through the street, I was so annoyed, because don't sit here and try to act like you don't understand what she's saying.
Right.
You get what she's saying. Like, yes, I know that this is my husband, but it's still nice to feel desired, to feel like, he's not the only one that thinks I'm popping, you know? Like, I totally got what she was saying. I 100% got it.
Yeah.
And the girl who's making this, the girl who's making this YouTube video about, you know, not being traditionally pretty, I get that too. Because I relate. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm a little baggy. And then other times I'm like, well, dang, like, I'm not that I'm a dog, but.
Right. Does anybody think I'm attractive? Anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can see that. But, like, I do understand the other women, too. Like, it has a lot to do with your confidence. Because when I feel like I'm the shit, you can't tell me I'm not.
Yeah.
you know, like if I think that I'm like a little baddie, mm-hmm. you can't tell me that I'm not, because I feel confident in myself, and I'm gonna be confident whether you agree and you like it or not. Right. If you don't like it, close your eyes. Right. And that's like, that's how I've carried myself. So I can relate. Like, I understand both of them. I get it.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, have you ever been around for, oh, but here's another thing too. I've never, like, although I'm saying that I've been around a friend and I noticed that she was getting a lot more attention. I'll just say it was whenever I went out, like, she would just like, niggas just flocked to her. Mm-hmm. And
she's chocolatey.
She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's thick. Mm-hmm. She got that long hair. You know what I mean? Like, so I would see that, but I honestly wouldn't care. Like, I was married, so I wouldn't care, but I would always kind of like wonder, like, I wonder if I wasn't married, like, would they still be passionate? Yeah, exactly. So I get it on that front too, but I do remember one time that I went to the club with, you know, like, it's like sometimes you see the beauty in people, and I think that you and I have talked about this before, like, you see the beauty in people that they don't even see. You know, and it's so like one time I went to the club with, and for whatever I was with her, one of her friends, and for whatever reason, the niggas were just on me that night. Like, they were on me. This is when my hair was like super short and curly, you know, but I feel beautiful. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why the niggas were on me that night. I don't know. Yeah. But she was like so mad. She was like, oh, Shani, you're getting all the attention tonight. And I was like, nobody has ever called me out on it before. Like, that was the first time it had ever happened. And I was like,
yeah,
bitch, we're at the club. You know, you need to be on your best shit when you're at the club. Like, yeah, I'm on my best shit right now.
Was she not on her P's and Q's?
No, she was. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think she's beautiful. I don't know why they weren't going to her, you know? Like, I have no idea. But sometimes, it's like, could be the confidence.
It's the confidence, I'm telling you. It's that confidence. I've gone out with friends and we're just sitting there on our bummy swag. You know, like, and guys are buying drinks.
Yeah.
And I've gone out when I thought I was like, this is it. Showering people with alcohol. And people were like, are you here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Does anybody else hear that?
Yeah, exactly. Is there a fly in here?
You know? Right. So, like, you win some, you lose some.
Yes, exactly.
Be confident in yourself.
Well, like I said, I would really just encourage you to watch that video because, like I said, her perspective it comes from somebody who has never like been like, oh, I'm a bad bitch. Like, I'm never like, she's just always thought that she was just like an ugly person. Yeah.
I don't understand why you can't ever feel like a skeleton when you touch them. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Get it away. I don't like it.
You know what? Living in this building I had a lot of firsts. I had my first time being around a huge dog. And, you know, my neighbor has a cat that I babysit when she goes out of town. Yeah, and I am so scared of her cat. Mm-mm. Her cat bit me once. I told you that too, right? Yeah. And I'm still like she was out of town for a Christmas. And so I, you know, went to go feed her cat and scoop up the poop and stuff like that. And it's just like, I just have a feeling that it's going to like attack me the way they look at you. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Are you going to see him tonight?
No, girl. I got a ticket last night. $100.
A ticket for that park?
Yeah. Out here, you need visitors' passes. And just to park on the street. Just to park on the street. You need to tell the police why you're there. I'm sorry, are you visiting someone? If so, put a visitor's pass on your dash. Thank you. And if you don't have a visitor's pass, you get a ticket.
Ew.
Yeah. So, no. I'm not going to go see him tonight. But also, I'm busy tonight, you know? So.
Yeah, not for $100.
Mm-hmm. Girl, when I go in my bathroom, I can hear my neighbor's TV. Like, I can literally hear exactly what he's watching.
And see, like, stuff like that, like, this lady be acting like she doesn't understand that that's part of apartment living.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being loud. I'm just living here.
Just living.
Like, that's literally it. I'm just living.
That's true, right?
I'm walking around and I'm watching TV. I take a shower. You can hear the shower. I'm just living, though. I'm not, like, doing anything extra. I'm just living.
Yeah. And I've, like, never said anything to my neighbor. It's just, like, been a running joke. Like, anybody who comes over and goes to use the bathroom, they're like, damn, your neighbor's watching the news. And I'm like, yeah, he's always watching the news. Like, it's just funny.
Your neighbor's watching the news. Damn, sure your neighbor's watching the news.
He always watches the news, girl. If I went there right now, he'd be, oh, it's in Spanish, too. So he watches the Spanish.
Oh, Telemundo. You better Telemundo.
He's staying informed.
And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up. I'll go to Home Depot or something and get some boxes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to hit
they
it tomorrow.
They have boxes?
Yeah, they have boxes at Home Depot.
Oh. Okay.
And last time, you know what's crazy? Last time I went, I should have gotten more because I got a discount because I raised fucking hell in there. I will take the time to raise hell. Somebody fuck with me.
I'll take the time.
I will. Because they have the lane closed. How they have a whole aisle closed? Like, let's say they have the boxes are on aisle 13.
Uh-huh.
Aisle 13 was just closed.
What?
Yeah, they had somebody in there working on aisle 13. So I said, how am I literally came in here to come to aisle 13. I need boxes.
Right.
And the guy that was in there was like, well, the lane's closed. The aisle's closed.
Well, you don't even have boxes and shut your ass up.
I said,
go get your manager.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I just walked to the front. I grabbed the first employee that I saw. I said, hey, the guy over there said the thing was closed. I said, if it's really closed, because they had it blocked off and everything from both sides. I said, if it's closed, y'all need to put boxes outside because you can't possibly think that nobody's going to come to Home Depot and not want boxes.
Right.
And she was like, oh no, you can walk in there. So she opened the gate for me and she let me through. And then
so what's the problem?
And so then I'm walking through the aisle and he saw me and he got all pissed because he was like, who let you in here? I was like, an employee. He was like, nobody was supposed to let you in here. The aisle's closed. I was like, well, you need to talk to her because the aisle, she said I can come in here. So he starts like he's obviously yelling at me, but then there was this like older couple, they had to like in their 70s. And he's like yelling at like, we all needed boxes, like three people needed boxes. And I said, you're not about to be yelling at me and this old ass couple because y'all have aisles that are closed and you didn't put the boxes out. Well, no.
I can't read it because I don't know how to like, you know, switch what he was saying for something like not graphic. Okay. But it was basically talking about my toy, and I was like, toys don't count like that.
They don't
count, right?
They got no muscle. They can't hold me. None of that.
Right, like it's just a toy. And then I said something like, "Are you saying that?" I was like, are you alluding to, like, I use my toy because, like, I would rather have, like, the real thing? And are you saying that, like, you think that's what I want or something? And he was like, basically, like, yeah. And then he was like, basically, when I said the other day, don't, I was like, when he said that I said, be careful, he was like, just thinking like, damn, what has she been doing? And so basically he let me know that I shouldn't have said that. I should have just said what I actually felt.
They're happy that they're, you know what?
Everybody.
What are you, can I call you back in 10 minutes?
Yes.
I'm a bad mom. I haven't walked Luke. Girl, he just walked up. He walked up to me, and I was like, "Oh yeah."
Don't call me back.
I'm gonna call you back in 2 minutes.
I don't like when you do this, Luke. And make sure you give him his damn dinner, and it better be well seasoned.
Girl,
I will ask him.
He walked right up to me. He looking at me like, You've been home for 2 hours. Are you going to take me outside or should I just pee in here?
Where is the walk? No, walk with cousins. Hit me back later. I'm going to still be here. I'm going to go make another drink.
Yeah, I'll have wine by the time I get back.
Just like kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say bored, but I do want to say bored. You know.
Really?
I was very bored.
Like the last December or longer than that?
The nigga that I like, the clingy one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
The one from, he was last December. We started these feats around the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, that was never going to work because, I mean, it was, I knew probably from day one. I asked myself this, like, you know, recently, like, I wonder why I didn't just, like, be honest with myself and leave that alone. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. whatever, I didn't. And so.
Experience.
Yeah.
That's
okay. And so, yeah, that was never going to work. So, like, I think that
why? Like, it's a whole rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. Like, it's so dangerous. It's frightening. Think about a time, like, have you ever been walking down the street and, like, it's, like, a group of guys watching you, like,
oh yeah, like I have.
It's like an internal thought. Like mm-hmm. I don't want to go through this crowd right now, but I don't want to be a Karen across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave me alone. Please, just let me make it through here unscathed. Please.
And that please, even like even the even what you do just to like get out of that situation. Like I actually don't feel like talking to you, but it's good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Uh-huh.
I'm good. How are you, nigga? I don't even feel like giving you that much, but I'm going to just go ahead and good morning. Mm-hmm. You look nice. Thank you. Like that's all forced. Uh-huh. That's all and forced.
And a quick, have a good day.
Just walking.
So that I can carry on my way.
Just keep walking.
Tomorrow in Jersey City. So I might stay in Jersey because it's like a brand new building with like, it's a 2-bedroom. It's like so nice. It's so mm-hmm. nice. And it's like perfect. Everything's perfect. It even has a balcony.
Come on.
Girl.
Outside?
A 2-bedroom with a balcony.
Come on.
A brand new apartment building. Like it's so perfect. Okay. So there's that in Jersey City, which is like, I don't know, 15 minutes away from me here. So mm-hmm. it wouldn't be that bad of a commute to work. And then there is these other apartments that are in Harlem. And I met this really nice realtor. And he was, like, really trying to help me. And I was like, you know what? But he was putting too much pressure on me. I was like, it's too soon in the process. Like, let me just call you back when it gets closer to, you know, my move out.
Yeah.
So I looked at his website to see what apartments that he had available. And he has, like, some nice ones, too.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. I would prefer to just already be in New York. I don't know why it's so different than like, you know, it only takes me 30 minutes to get to work, even though I live in Jersey. But like, I don't know. I just feel like I'd prefer to like live in New York.
Yeah.
So.
I'm never been to the East, so I don't know. Like, what's the difference between Jersey and Harlem as far as like relation to New York or New York City, I'm guessing.
Oh, I think it's like the same distance. Yeah, like to my job.
Mm-hmm.
But if I lived in Harlem, I would take the train just like as a straight shot from Harlem to my job.
Okay.
If I lived in Jersey, I would have to take the bus basically from Jersey to, it goes to the bus station in Times Square.
Mm. And then you'd have to transfer somewhere else, I'm guessing?
Mm-mm, from the bus station in Times Square, I just walk to work. It's like a 5-10 minute walk.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
What was I going to ask you? Oh my God. My face ID is not working. Okay. So, question of the day is...
I'm prepared. And I ain't no crybaby today, so I'm ready.
Well, technically, I have two different questions. Okay, so question of the day. What do you think of the glue-on baby hair?
Girl, that's the stupidest shit I've seen in all my days. I've seen somebody put it on a baby.
I saw it too.
They started so far down. Like, why does it have to, like, end at the eyebrows? Why is it so far away from your hairline? Why is this, like, those stickers that we had, like, out the bubblegum machine that right. you, like, and, like, put on your arm?
Like, that was the one she was pranking her husband, right?
Yeah. Like, why not, like, as long as the rest of your hair? I just hate it. I hate this.
Okay, but did you also see the one that the girl like legitimately had no edges and she did it in like such a way where it looked real? It did. it was like, because they, I think the edges are like lace front edges, so they're like expertly made, like lace to be like, you know, invisible. No, I think it's stupid too, I'm not gonna lie, but I like,
yeah. Why do you need to have like edges? Like, that's not like... Okay, so when I think about this, I think about us, like, growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just always, like, an unspoken thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was something that we did. You had a big-ass tub of gel, you had an old toothbrush, and you got to work.
I still do. I'm not gonna lie.
My mom would use, like, this. It was, like, a look. She never permed our hair, but she would perm our edges, and I didn't realize it was perm until, like, I grew up. It was, like, this woman was perm. Like, it was this thing called PCB, and she... Anytime we were, like, headed to L.A. to, like, see the family, she'd put it on our edges. She'd leave it for a minute, and then she'd wash it off, and then she'd swoop our edges, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was just that, you know? And now you have, like, all these women, and some of them aren't even Black women, like, doing with edges.
Yeah.
You know, stickers of baby hair. And if you don't have edges, baby girl, just don't have no edges. Just don't have – just do something else. Just do something else. You don't have it. Just go somewhere else and do something else. You don't need it. You can just slip those little daddies down, or you can just be confident with the bald side. I don't know. Ultimately, whatever makes you feel good. Okay, if you like the tattoos, lick on edges, then lick them joint.
When you were pregnant, did your edges fall out? I know that happens to a lot of people.
My edges didn't, but literally the whole middle of my hair did. So I remember, like, I was taking down my weave. I had, like, this weave that I did for my brother's wedding, and I was taking it down. And the whole, like, as I'm, like, taking out the braids, like, the whole, like, middle of my hair is just coming out. And
whoa.
I'm not understanding. Girl, it was smooth. It was so smooth. It was the smoothest skin on my body. Okay.
What's the last thing I told you about?
That you need to update me. You said that he came over and you guys had a good night before he moved. Before he left.
Yeah. Okay.
It's to tell you, but I'll just tell you when we talk.
I know. I should have taken some notes, but it's okay. I'm going to remember. So, yeah, he came over that night and he came over that night and he had been like, I think he was moving the next day or something like that. And then I have just been like, not anxious or nervous, but I just felt like kind of uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because the day was going to have to come and I just kind of felt uneasy about it. I don't know. I just had a lot of stuff that I was thinking about, you know.
Yeah.
And so I told myself, like, I was not going to let him leave my house without me asking, like, you know, some things about what's going on.
Yeah.
And then so, girl, he came over and, yeah, like, we had a good night. Everything was fine. Like, everything was fine. And then, like, before he left, wait, let me see. Oh, yeah. So we were laying down and I was like, so, you know, whenever you move away, we have to make sure that we at least FaceTime, like, once or twice a week. Did I tell you that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting my friends mixed up at this point. Like, I told somebody this.
It's okay. I was definitely inactive for a minute.
Okay. Yeah. So I like how I'm like, did I tell you that part?
did I tell you anything? Nah, girl, we catching up. Come on.
All right. So, okay, let me see here. So the last time you and I spoke was when I was like, you know, I feel like he's being a little dry, you know, one word answers, blah, blah, blah. So that was that. And then like, yeah, he was traveling back and forth. And then, so he came over the last time and I told him like, we have to FaceTime at least twice a week. And he laughed and he was like, all right. And then, he was about to leave and I didn't know how to say it. And so I was just like, I'll tell you why I didn't know how to say it. Because I still, I didn't know how to say it. But I was like, hey, you know, whenever you move away, if you do have sex with other women, like, just like, you know, just like be safe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you do the same. And I was like, okay, yeah. I was like, I will. And that was kind of that. And I was like, all right, I guess that was a talk. And so, like, he left.
I guess that was the talk.
That was it. I was like, okay. I was like, be safe. And he was like, you too.
Was that the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Dana. Is that what you wanted to say, or did you want
to
say?
No, that's not what I wanted to say.
It punked out.
Yeah.
You wanted to ask, like, are you going to have sex?
Yeah.
And what about it in a roundabout way?
Yeah. Because also, yeah. I didn't feel like I was able to ask that because I didn't want to imply that, you know, like we were together or anything. Like, so that's why I was like, well, why are you wanting to ask him this question? You know? Because I didn't want to give him the wrong idea.
No, because we want to know. Because in our heart, we'd be like, don't do that. But we know we can't say, don't do that. So we say, just be safe.
Be safe.
Just be safe, all right? If you do, just be
safe. Yeah. Yeah. So I told him to be safe.
He said, you too.
Yeah, damn. He was like, yeah, you too. And whatever. And so that was it. Oh, you know I fucked it up.
He did?
No, I did.
Oh.
Shayna.
Huh? Don't say huh.
All right. So what he said was, oh my God. And you're like, you know how you get a text message that you really want to respond to, but you can't respond at that moment, but you read the message. So you're like, ah, I need to respond. So it was like that. Mm-hmm. But I think I was like in a meeting or something. And he was like, hey, the other night when you said, be careful, have you been fucking anybody else? Like since we started and keep it 100. And I was like, no, have you? And he was like, no. And I was like, see, here we go. Like, why are we not? Why aren't we? Like, I didn't ask that. But in my head, I was like, why aren't you doing it? Like, I ain't doing it because I don't like nobody.
Because you had ample opportunity, Mr. Miami. I was like, these things are evil. They kill you when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They go face up. Oh, no parts of them. And I've been a dog lady ever since that point.
No, but you also
parts of that.
Right. No, that too. I think they're evil. I also think that they're nasty. And I will never forget. This was recently too. This was like maybe like 4 or 5 months ago. One of my Instagram friends, like not we're not friends, but like, you know, I follow her, she follows me, like that.
That's an Instagram friend.
Yeah, like my Instagram friend.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had a cat. Like she never talks about this cat. And then one day she starts putting down foil in her kitchen. Have you heard about this?
No.
Girl. So apparently cats don't like foil. And so she was like, I really miss cooking in my kitchen. And I can't cook in my kitchen because my cat is always in here on the counters.
What?
Google it. It's a real thing.
cats like kitchen counters. And to get them off of your counters and like out of the kitchen, period, people put foil just everywhere in their kitchen. And so I was like invested in this story. I was like, I have to see what this happens, you know, when she wakes up the next morning and what happens. Girl, the cat was like, fuck your foil. It had knocked all the foil down. The cat was in the kitchen that next morning on the counter. I was like, that's fucking nasty.
That's nasty.
Cats are nasty. They
pet them.
They pet them and they shed. And I remember I told you I wanted a black cat. It was like last summer. I was like, I want a cat. I did. I was telling everybody. I definitely told my sister. I was like, I want a black cat. I think they're so cool. And yeah, then I quickly got over that.
Cause what?
I think just like when you think about it, cats are kind of like, you know, they're very low maintenance. You don't have to take them out for a walk. You know what I mean? Like they don't have to play with you.
You said they do want to play with you or
they don't? They don't have to. Like, sometimes cats want to play, but other times they just, like, need to be left alone. Like, I like that kind of animal. I want one.
No, they want to kill you. They want to cut you. I wish I knew what that movie was.
No, I'm not going to watch it. That sounds like people who were talking behind your back. Hating, I don't know what it was, like, you know, and it's giving broke. It's giving very much broke.
Oh, it's such a beautiful, nice, sunny day out here.
Oh, stop bragging.
I wasn't trying to, but then I do remember that you had on like a fleece today.
Yeah.
It's just warm. Yesterday was like 92. There's less than 90 days left until summer.
I know.
And my body is not summer ready.
Well, go on this. Well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but starting April 1st, my life is going to change.
Okay. I want to change my life too.
But I mean, Ooh. That's also too, like, why nowadays guys will, like, they don't even want to get turned down. So they won't even, like, approach a woman now. Like, there's a lot of guys like that.
There is that. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it because, listen, I'm not afraid to shoot my shot. And I'll let you know that, like, my shot has been shook.
Your shot has been shook. You're an A-man, girl. Your shot has been shook.
My shot has been shook, okay?
Yes.
Like, I want to stop saying it. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it.
My friend and Angie.
Oh. I love her.
Nah, nigga, I wasn't thinking that the alcohol was working, but I just ran into the door.
Mm.
So I think it's doing something.
Sounds like it.
I remember you. What do you think will happen if I drink coffee and then sip another shot? Do you think I'd die? Why are you not recording right now?
Oh, I am. I was in deep thought.
What? I want you to see your face. Oh my God. Don't give me your face. You know I can't breathe. Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
Like, in the closet when they need to come out of the closet. Like, you do not, like, you could not possibly like women, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that happened to me in middle school. I had this guy. His name was Courtney. One day, and it's like I saw him notice me. I saw, and, like, the moment that he noticed me, he was just like, But I knew, I had been noticed him. I had been like, oh, yeah, I think, like, you know, he had all the hand, like he was just doing everything. And so one day he wrote me a note and he was like, you know, will you be my girlfriend? Yes, no, like very childish, right? And then, oh no. And then he said, or you can call me. And so I was so flattered. Like at that time, I never had a boyfriend before. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my God, like, this is so nice. You know, it was going to be no, because I thought that he was, you know, but it was going to be no, but I was just like, okay, this is so nice. Like he wrote me a letter, like, girl, how was I like, what, 10, 11 years old? Like, wow. And look at the thought behind this letter. he wrote me a letter asking me, he said I was like pretty and stuff like that. I was very flattered. So I called him and I also knew his big brother. His big brother was like, I think I was like we were sixth graders and his big brother was like an eighth grader. So his brother was like super popular. Right. Uh-huh. Also gay though. His big brother was like out gay. And so his brother answered the phone and he was like, I was like, hey, can I speak to Courtney? And he was like, who is this? And I was like, this is Shayna. And he goes, well, Shayna, what you want? And I was like,
did you tell him what you want?
I did. I told him, I said, I was calling to speak to Courtney. And he said, Courtney must have told him like, this girl's gonna ask if she's gonna respond my girlfriend note. So Big Brother would not let me speak to Courtney. He was like, well, you can tell me what you call for, I'll tell Courtney.
Cool.
And I said, you know, well, Courtney wrote me a note and he asked me if I wanted to be his girlfriend. And I just wanted to call him and I just wanted to like thank him and tell him, like, you know, no, thank you. And that girl, 10 years old, being so like polite, like just so wanted to give him a call.
That is really responsible.
I was so flattered, but I was also just like, that let me just really call him. Because I could have just written back on the note and gave it back to him, but that was also an option, you know?
I would have crumpled it up and threw it away. This message could not reach sender. Return to sender.
But yeah, so I was like, well, fuck you then. That's why he didn't want, girl, big brother went off, like, gay off on me. He went off on me. Well, fuck you. He didn't want to be your fucking boyfriend. No way. He was just trying to see if he was going to say yes, like, went off on me. And I still was just like, okay, well, all right then. And I just hung up like.
Well, thank you.
That was weird.
And that's how it starts, though. Like, that's a whole nother conversation, because how dare you get added to a fee because I said no to something I didn't ask you to ask me.
Girl, no, we can have it. You talking about when a nigga asks for your number and you say no and he starts calling you stupid and shit and ugly? Like, you asked for my number and I said no, and now you're mad at me.
You asked me and I said no. And now you mad? Now I gotta be a bitch. Now I'm a hoe. Now I'm ugly.
Girl, now I'm broke. Girl, one time, me and my cousin were walking into the club, and this guy was trying to talk to us, and neither one of us were interested, and he called us broke and said, that's why you can't get into the club. Nigga, we're in the parking lot.
I'm literally on my way. Like,
we're walking there. Into the door yet. Like, he just started spewing out as many insults as he, like, you were just saying anything at this point. We haven't even made it to the front door.
The male ego is so fucking fragile. Like, y'all really gotta do better, because this shit ain't made of glass. Like, how is it possible that you're this fragile? You can't take no to save your fucking life. Can you tell that you didn't hit a nerve? Like, I'm all cussing now. Oh, I didn't even know you were interested in boys.
Did I tell you about the first time that I met my ex? That he said he was interested in me?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like Sia, I promise, if I tell this story to Sia, she would die laughing right now, because she remembers like it was yesterday. So we're at work, and like he and I had just been like regular like work friends, you know, like it was never anything like, hey, how was your weekend, like shit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden one day he like started asking me like, so like, do you have a boyfriend or like what? And I was like, no, I just got a relationship, blah, blah, blah. He was like, so you do like boys? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, shit. He was like, I thought you were gay. And I said, well, how'd you think that I was gay? He was like, well, it was this guy, his name was DeAndre. He's like, well, DeAndre told me that you're gay. And I was like, I don't even know.
Where did DeAndre get it from?
I don't even know DeAndre. I said, how would DeAndre think? He was like, you know what? I think it's just because you have this short haircut and you don't wear hoop earrings. Swear to God, that's what he told me. And so as soon as I got off of work, I called Sia. I was like, Sia, we need to get me some hoop earrings because these niggas out here thinking that I'm gay. Because
I don't think I'm gay because I don't like earrings.
I did like earrings, but I liked particularly to wear stud earrings. Like that was just my thing back then. And still now, I still don't like hoop earrings. But like for a minute there, I would wear hoops just because I felt like it would make me look not like I was gay.
Those are so, like,
timeless
and just pretty.
Yeah. That looks good, whatever it is.
Okay, let me tell you. So it's some country time mix, right? Some country time lemonade.
Now, literally, like, sport. Country time be hidden. With did you put vodka?
It ain't it. I didn't put vodka because my vodka is pomegranate. So
you said they had Tito's.
You're not wrong.
But it's too late.
I really did say that.
You did say you had Tito's.
So it's that. Yeah. It's a little bit of the real lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
Some ginger ale. I mix that up. And then I put in the whatever I just showed you. Tangeray.
Right.
It's divine.
That's awesome. I love that for you. But yeah, so that's all, like, that just went on that was just a memory that I haven't thought about in years, and I just remembered it. But yeah, tell me about the time a woman hit on you, because it's never happened to me.
I had one of those, so it's actually happened, like, literally all through my life. So, like, all through my life. When I was in middle school, I thought I was Aaliyah, right? She died in what, 2002, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we grew up with her, right?
Yeah.
We over here, you know, thinking that she was Aaliyah with the size.
The baggy jeans or the baggy pants, yeah.
So when I would go school shopping, I would want my mom, like, I would pick up, like, the baggy pants and, like, a little shirt. And I remember I bought these, I want to say they were, like, some Yuga Boy jeans. And they had, like, the pockets, hella pockets, and, like, you know, the little loop right here where you could put your keychain on it. And in my mind, I was like, this shit is hella dope, right?
Yeah.
They were wide leg. I thought I was this stuff. I had my little baby tees. My mom bought me that year, she bought me, like, these outfits for Christmas. And one of, like, one something that went with the outfits was, like, this black, like, was kind of a suede cowboy-looking, like, jacket. And it had, like, these fringes. And I remember, like, I didn't like it because that was not my style, but she loved it. And, like, when she saw that I didn't like it, she pulled me to the side and was like, do you like girls? Like, do you like girls? And I was like, no. No, I don't like girls.
Wait, your mom said that?
Are you sure? Yeah. She was like, are you sure? I was like, I don't like
girls. Oh, because of the baggy pants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you think I like girls? Because, like, I was like, I think I'm Aaliyah. I'm really disappointed about this little wig. It looked like I was on a roll. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
It did.
Rudolph Richter? What's that man's name? Because he was talking about me, what I did.
Who?
The guy who he said be commenting on the hairstyles.
Oh, Brad Mondo.
I sure did not get that right.
I know.
Rudolph Ranger.
Right. Brad Mondo. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you a Brad Mondo video, and I'm going to send you a Kendra G video. Girl.
Get them over here, please, so I can laugh.
Because they'd be cracking me up.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, this was great.
Yeah.
I need to go show my son some love because he's been home for like 10 minutes now and I've asked him to kindly wait.
All right. Tell him I said hi. I'm about to, girl, I'm literally like still in the state where I can do anything. So I'm about to just do something.
I know. That's right. You better take advantage. Okay.
Oh, I'm taking advantage.
Send me too. So I can.
girl, it's crackhead vibes.
Get your stuff done, and I'll talk to you later. I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.